Hey 1PM, you're listening to the 5-minute summary of this episode. If you're at the right place, enjoy.
Aiden.
This patient has just come in, acutely unwell with febrile neutropenia. I perform an A to E assessment, call for help, and I would start my management including supplemental oxygen if they're desaturating. I would obtain IV access. I would draw some bloods, including BBGs, FBC, UEC, CRP, blood cultures.
And how would you risk stratify them?
I would risk stratify them according to the MASC risk scale.
Good. All right, Lucy, now it's given to you. It's a high-risk individual. What'd you do?
High-risk individual with febrile neutropenia. I'm going to give antibiotics.
Which one?
Tazosin.
For how long?
For 7 to 14 days.
And when would you give it?
In the first hour. Excellent.
Good. And then continuing, you've given the antibiotics. What would you do next?
What would I do next? I would suppose I'd do, then do another ABCDE.
Good. And then the fever persists for more than four to seven days. What would you do now?
I'm thinking potentially not a bacterial cause. So let's look for another cause, potentially fungal.
Nice.
What would you start them on?
Antifungal.
Michael, you've sent them home. Oh, sorry, you're about to send them home. What kind of tips would you give them for long-term prevention?
So for long-term prevention, you could tell them about the warning signs of febrile neutropenia and probably about the seriousness of the condition as well. And, good hand hygiene is quite important. And then tell them about things that they can prophylactically do to reduce their risk of febrile neutropenia in the future. So vaccination status, making sure that they're up to date. And then granulocyte colony stimulating factor could be used prophylactically in the future setting, and you could also consider prophylactic antibiotics as well.
Yeah, very good.
Anything nice. Else there?
Nice. No, that's all good. Those are all the three main things. Yeah, so that's pretty much it. That's the first principles of febrile neutropenia. Sweet. I'm just going to give three key takeaways of febrile neutropenia. Febrile neutropenia is an oncological emergency. It is defined as the presence of neutropenia of less than 0.5, accompanied by a fever with a single temperature of above 38.5 or above 38 for an hour. Neutropenia is caused by conditions that increase neutrophil destruction or conditions that decrease neutrophil production. And then finally, empiric antibiotic therapy should be started within the first hour of onset. Subsequently, you want to treat the underlying cause. Thanks everyone for tuning in to our summary episode. Check out 1pm.wiki, and for all your first principles, keep it right here at 1pm.